Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Victor Family Victor Marco Radio Show!
Hey folks, it's time for the show!
Welcome!
Now, here's your host for all this craziness, Jack Hatfield.
Easter, just fine. Hope your Easter went well. And we are back again for the final April show, I do believe. Is that correct? Final April show. Then we move into May. Now we've got something special coming up. We got something special coming up because we're doing a lot of special stuff. With some special people soon, and it is fantastic. And of course, we got an Adele's Magic Minute. Omani's Magic Minute. And she just adds the class to the show. About all of that, and we do Fix the Family, Fix America. We are about to embark upon a bigger and better extension of what we do, a 4+1 series, which starts with positive fathering, negative mothering, pull through parenting, and finally reveal your success. That's right, and the plus one is disease and the diet. We have a lot of things to cover today. I do not know if we can get it all. We're gonna hit things at the top. We're gonna hit them fast and furious and go as all we can. We're gonna go into another sweetener that no one's talking about. In fact, it's just okay. I mean, the whole world just thinks that's all good. I don't know what has occurred that made this sweetener be okay. The FDA has issued another alert of something you can go buy over the counter that could kill you. That's right, you could turn blue and die. Then we're going to go through a study. We all know, we've all learned, right? Trans fat is bad. We've all got trans fatty acid syndrome problem, whatever you want to call it. We've all heard the stories. We've all heard the stuff. Trans fatty acid, trans fat, all bad, not good, not good. Well, what that is partially hydrogenated vegetable oils. In other words, they stir and add hydrogen to fats to make them more solid. In fact, it was a common practice to do this to the already rancid big three, such as your corn and your soy. And they did this to keep it solid, because guess what was solid and on everyone's counter for so many years, and that's coconut oil. We're going to get into that. Anyway, the study says there's trans fat in everything, and we can't overlook it, especially in beef and dairy. Okay, all right, interesting. But remember, we talk about stuff on here because we dig deeper. But then we also, guess what? There's another study. Another study that says trans fat in dairy. It's all good for you. What? All right. Then we're going to talk about why you need to get an IT person. You need to get an IT person. Then obese teens do something different than skinny teens. Then there's a big push because for some reason the mind is saying, find a drug that cures this immediately right now without any just do it. I don't care, but just do whatever it takes. Right? Do whatever it takes. And then I'm sure everyone's heard of the e-cigarette. The government's going to do something about that. We don't have a mom of the week or dad of the week this week. We have a child of the week. Then maternal death rate is nearly doubled in California. I wonder why. Go into that. We're going to talk about, there's a study that says everybody's racist, even in your unconscious mind, no matter what you say. We're going to get into that. That's right. We're going to visit that here on Fix the Family, because I'm tired of everything being racist. Then we are going to talk about some mothers who have lost their children when they committed dual suicide. So there are lots of things coming out in today's show. We hope to get to them all. Then we're also going to talk about sleep and what could be affecting you, because I believe the world is not getting enough sleep, and it's causing grumpiness, insanity, rage, craziness, puffiness. I don't know. A whole bunch of other stuff. We're going to talk about sleep. And it's very important. Here on Fix the Family, Fix America, for us to just be happy with things and make the family better. Because to put this world right in order, we must first put this nation in order. And to put the nation in order, we must first put the family in order. But to put the family in order, we must first cultivate and succeed in our personal life. And that's what we're going to do here on Fix the Family, Fix America. Get ready. Here it comes. some things that were being done to get ready for what we're doing. A little technical difficulty, but it's okay. And it's all good. So, all right. What we're going to talk about first is this study. We all have heard about saying that, but I want to go into something that's important before we go into any of the health stuff. That is the fact that what Fix the Family, Fix America is all about, and the book Natural Success Answers, my second book, is the fact that you have everything you need to succeed inside you. That simple. I've witnessed it. I read about it. I know it's true. There's no ifs, ands, buts. But yet, day after day after day, I see entrepreneurs sabotaging themselves. I see small business owners not wanting to be the best they could be. Actually physically making a decision to be not perfect or really good at what they do. And then I see moms trying to save their children's lives. Right? They do this all the time. And they need assistance. A lot of moms do all they can to try to learn all about what's happening to their children. We're going to get into why drugs for little-known diseases are now being tried to push forward. They're going to actually be fast-tracked to be used on children. But next week, we're going to have on, hopefully in an interview, of a mom who I'm currently helping raise money to save her child. You're going to get all the details in that this week by simply following me on Facebook and Twitter. And I'm going to reach out to everyone I know, and we're going to try to hit this lady's goal for her child to have an operation that could potentially save her life. She has a very rare disease. We're going to get into that next week. And she needs $100,000 for the bone marrow transplant. And I am going to appeal to everyone I know, to appeal to everyone they know, to fix this problem. She has been diligently for a year trying to find a bone marrow match, has not found one, but you get the money, you go find a match, and you save a little girl's life. It's that simple. So next week we're going to talk about that. I have helped parents of children with learning issues. I've helped parents of children with premature, obviously. And now I'm helping this also was a premiracle child, premiracle, trademark term of Natural Success Principles, by the way. Not let anyone tell you different, but we see premiracles all the time. And we are excited. What is exciting about doing this for this mother, doing all she can for her child, is that we're going to delve into the fact that the father of the child kind of has left the building. We're going to get into all of that next week. We're going to interview her for probably the first hour or the second hour. It's going to be at least 1 hour. And we're going to get her take on all things surrounding her daughter, all things surrounding her family, her relationships, everything. So it's going to be a fun ride. And I need you, I need everyone in the audience to not only follow me, I know everyone is the best audience in the world. I know everybody that listens here, of course, goes after the show, goes right over to Facebook.com/DJ Chatfield and Twitter.com/Jack Hatfield and follows him so that you get all of our updates all week long. And we don't bombard you with stuff every hour. Like, I don't sit there and go, you know what I'm eating? Bacon! I don't do that. No. Now, that is a Twitter-worthy food. I will agree. There are a few foods that are Twitter. What's going on here? There are a few foods that are Twitter worthy. Wow. And bacon is probably way up there in the top five. Way up. Possibly put it above. No, still second lobster than me. You're eating a good steak. Not just you're not a red lobster. That's what I'm trying to say. Just second lobster. You're not at the lobster that is the color of the R in Roy. Yes. You're not there. While that is a good meal, and their biscuits are definitely killer, no one can say no to that. I'm talking when you have a prime filet next to a, not one of them tinty little 6 ounce lobster, 5 ounce, whatever it's better, makes it look like a big shrimp. I'm talking about the Honka Block lobster right there. Laid right on top of the exoskeleton right there. First of all, as anyone can tell, I'm a little hungry, and plus bacon lobster is my favorite food. So, anyway, this had nothing to do with what I was talking about. We have went off on a we went off on tangents simply because you need to follow us on Facebook.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter. Very important. So that you get the updates of when we're going to be talking this mother, how we're going to try to save this child's life, how we're going to raise the money, where the money goes, how to do it, and we put up a blog for her, and we're going to give you all the details so that you can help. Because I know you won't do, and this is vital. I'm going to go into all of this in next week's show. And I just want to let you know what's coming. All right, so since that's in your mind now, let's go ahead and talk about this: the push to spur more drugs for deadly rare disease. Okay. The story goes on and says, 7-year-old twins Addison and Cassidy have an experimental medicine injected into their spine in hopes of battling a rare fatal disease. And it's their mom who made that possible. From her home in Reno, Mother Chris persuaded scientists to share their research and managed the government to sign off on her daughter's unusual experiment. The mother, Chris, then says, getting help to fight a rare disease shouldn't be so hard. And probably two. What they have is Niemann-Pick type C disease. And that is a disorder where harmful amounts of cholesterol accumulates in the vital organs. Okay? So every other week, the 7-year-old twins have experimental medicine injected in their spine in hopes of battling a fatal neurologic disease. Okay? Now, what has held back, obviously, drugs for rare diseases is dollars. Because it's a huge challenge to generate drug company interest in the FDA humongous expensive testing of medicines for diseases so rare. Because the market is only a few hundred or a few thousand people a year. Okay? So, this Niemann Niemann Pick type C disease only affects 200, 2,000, or 800 people a year. So a drug company's going, you know, that's not a lot. In the scheme of things, that's very, very tiny. There are about 7,000 rare diseases, ladies and gentlemen. 7,000 rare diseases. And there are treatments for just 200 of them. Now, they define a rare disease as an illness that affects fewer than 200,000 people. Okay? Now, remember back when we were talking about cancer. Not remember back. We talked about cancer all the time. Remember how many times we spoke about cancer and how pancreatic cancer only affects about 39,000 people a year. And then last week on this show, you heard, right, on breaking news, for the first time in 30 years, a brand new chemo drug was given to go ahead with pancreatic cancer. Same old is what we talked about here last week, but the key that I'm saying is pancreatic cancer is 39,000 people. That's a rare illness. Okay? Now, let's do this. Let's do some math. We've got 7,000 rare illnesses, and there's only treatments for 200. If you add up all the people that those 7,000 rare diseases affect, that's 20 million Americans, approximately. 20 million people having this range of 7,000 diseases. Now that's, again, in the scheme of things, dropping the bucket, especially when you've been look at the number one prescribed drug in America today is what? Talk about it all the time. My audience just shouted it out because I know you. You new listeners, time for you to get on the wagon and listen more often. And if you're new, that means you are now on track to consume more like every other listener. Once a listener listens once, we have found through several humongous studies that they can't stop. This is like a train wreck. One, for my grating southern voice, and two, for the information that we delve into that will make you better and your family better and the nation better and the world better. That's why we go all the way to that just in this one little show. Not only are we making the world better, we're making generations of humans better. From this one little show. And that's why I'm excited to talk with you every single week. Now, 20 million people, 7,000 rare diseases. Right? The National Institutes of Health this fall are going to open a center to speed genetic discoveries into usable therapy. And they're doing some of the riskiest early-stage research in hopes companies then will step in. Let me repeat what I just said in other terms. The government's going to start doing stuff and hope other companies will bring money. The International Rare Disease Research Consortium, that's right, IRDRC, International Rare Disease Research Consortium, is pushing for 200 more treatments by 2020. So instead of 200 for 7,000, it'll be 400 for 7,000 within 8 years. Now they're pooling the work of far-flung scientists. I do not understand why they say far-flung. If people can understand this, prematurity doesn't affect a single solitary soul until infected. That is hard to grasp. I want you to dig deep in your mind for this. I wistfully went through life going, it affects your families that were affected by it. Until that quarterback, what was his name? Little guy. Lost his college. Flutie. That took a minute. Until Doug Flutie got on TV, autism affected every single person that affected and their family. Right? Until what is this? Brand new guy, football guy from the Green Bay Packers, got on TV during the Super Bowl and said, "We have to do rare spine disease." Got what it was. Because it affected family members. And it only affects like 1,500 people a year. So he was on TV and now everyone knows about it. Alright? So, these diseases are only affecting the families that are affected by it. The rest of the world, obviously, blissfully goes along their way. And I have two sides to that. One, wake up. There's things out there that are bigger than you. Two, it's your life. You cannot worry about everything. I cannot sit here and fret over 7,000 rare diseases. I know that. I am aware of them. I tell you about them every day. But I also need you to succeed so that somewhere, somehow, when someone is affected by one of these rare diseases, they can make a difference. And that's, of course, another reason why we're doing what we're doing with rare diseases. We're announcing a big push, a big plan, get this little girl, 7 years old, healthy. Now, Jack, you say, why one little girl? Well, because the same way that this article is doing, right? The same way I started this topic, that I gave you. Remember, we were talking about Neiman, pick type C, spinal, harmful amount of cholesterol accumulation in the morning. But I didn't start with that. I started with Addison and Cassidy's 7-year-old twins having experimental medicine injected into their spine in hopes of battling a rare fatal disease. Now, the reason that you must grasp a person, you must put it faith is because everybody who's going to act has to act with some form of compassion. And some people have to move towards compassion more than others because of their blissfully unaware life. Some people can actually be told of a disease and they go, and they move on. The child's face, and you hear a mother trying to do all that she can. Then you can move to compassion. We talk about cancer, even sick type C. But the things that move me to talk about is when I meet someone going through it. Guys, remember, the economy's bad. So it's going to be hard to raise that money. The economy's not bad. Some people's personal economy is bad. And if everyone worried about their personal economy, guess what? We'd take care of itself. Talk about that on the show all the time. My listeners right now can probably go into what I talk about, even on the tangent. No cough button. I'll have a sip of live bacon. What is your live bacon this evening? Is it tea?
No.
Is it that sugar to cola that you have?
The real sugar, not the high sugar. I told you about last week.
Suddenly went out and bought and sailed the third.
No, it's not.
Today, 31-year-old Scott said, it is simply just
red wine.
And a steak.
Where were we? Oh, yeah, bacon. We got the bacon
put in your potatoes. Just using the fat to saute a polenta biscuit. Just kill me. Back to bacon. Everyone loves bacon. Alright, anyway. So you got 20 million, you got 7,000 and you got 20 million people. And the government is creating this early stage research in order to hope to get companies to then start giving money and doing for this. What actually is happening is not that. What actually is happening is FDA is kind of leaning for manufacturers to repurpose old drugs for new use against rare diseases. Okay? And it's publishing a list of those deemed particularly promising. Okay? There's now been a legislation introduced in the Senate, family, which is carefully of the government to move to the rare, especially in some fashion. It's called the Creating Hope Act. Create hope. Offers drug makers another financial incentive, right? A voucher promising fast FDA evaluation of their next blockbuster drug in return for developing a therapy for rare and selective diseases proportionally less good. Okay? Terms that should scare the diseases out of the way. Okay? Yes, I want anything that would cure something done fast. Do I want a drug that extends life and does nothing else? I don't know. But here's what Creating Hope Act does. It says, hey, drug company. Create a therapy for some rare or neglected disease that is affecting children. Of course, remember, ladies and gentlemen, everything the government does is for children. Right? If you develop in return for doing that, Bob Drug Company, the FDA will they're going to give you a little piece of paper that goes, I promise. That's right, a little voucher. They'll send you a little certificate in the mail that says, hey, Bob, your next blockbuster drug will get back FDA evaluated. We'll let it roll because you helped the children. How many times on this show in the past year have we spoke about a drug that's been released and proven to be fatal or harmful or not do what it's supposed to do and banned by the FDA after it lets it through? How many times? 50? 75? 122 billion? Yeah, it's about that much. But now, if you go do a rare disease, even if it does nothing or very little, your next blockbuster drug goes right on free and clear again. Now, here's where we're running into problems, such as Kids versus Cancer, Kids vs. Cancer, is a group pushing this legislation. A lady in that Kids vs. Cancer group, her son died at age 10 of a type of brain cancer that has no good treatment. In other words, she didn't ask for a cure, she was asked for treatment. And then now she's saying we have to give drug companies a reason to go into this market. So she's behind creating this. She's behind it because she's not worried about the ramifications of what occurs after. She just wanted something. When you're searching for something, that is the fear I'm really worried about. Yes. Rare children's diseases. Point blank. Yes. We need more research into rare children's diseases. And yes. Could be studying the cure instead of looking for someone else. What? What's wrong with that? What are you talking about? Things that put up the biggest struggle in your life have also brought out the brightest stars. Son dying from a brain cancer has no good treatment. She's simply looking to someone to give her treatment. Okay. She's actually on par with the lady that the mom that I talked about as a twin earlier. The mom of the twin says, my kids may not be curable, but they are treatable. Okay. Here's another problem, ladies and gentlemen. We have effectively cured polio, right? We've effectively eradicated like two diseases of the world. Okay? We've eradicated. We have not cured anything else. We have treated. If we change the dialogue and we allow the word treated and treatment to become the same and equal to as cured, I am fully aware. I am one that is speaking from experience. I'm fully aware of what happens when a child goes through tremendous, tremendous hardship from a disease. So don't think I'm just sitting here going, "Oh, Mom, this is bad." No. I'm fully aware of what you're doing. But I'm also fully aware that she can do something. She doesn't have to look to others. She has all she needs to see inside her before she's born. And if the world has called upon her, you have to witness her son Jacob die at 8 years from a type of brain cancer. Then it's saying something. It's not saying go out and scream someone to do this. Be that someone. I wrote down an idea of right now? What do you need in your life right now? Tell me. What do you mean? They have to, and that's what they're putting. And I'll do it. That's right. This is the answer to sales. And you know why I thought about this? Because I know that when there is enough resources, get things done. You know? From everything, get things done. That's right. I don't have a product. I'm sitting here not selling a product. I'm selling what you want. You know, say, I want to. You tell me you want to. $multi-million But she's the one that was massively affected by this brain of her child. Remember, as we spoke, no one knows about these 7,000 rare diseases until they're affected by them. This mentality of screaming at the top of your lungs that someone needs to do something. Gotta stop. We could go into the McDonald's beatdown with this same analogy. Everyone sat around and went, "Well, someone should stop me." One guy, of course, didn't say that. He just went. Everyone sitting around saying, someone, they should do something about this. I remember my mom. Oh, wow. They was the biggest statement in their life. You know they don't know. remember, audience, new listeners, you didn't get that answer, did you? The number one prescribed drug in America are antidepressants. Drugs that have absolutely no proof behind their effectiveness. We went into that. We talked to the media on how that is true. There's no way they can tell you that it blocks this, that, or the other in the brain. They can't tell you. No antidepressants are good. They're all a guess. I go read one. It says, whatever it says, may stop the uptake of feeding products in the brain. Notice the word may. They don't know. You're taking a drug that seems to work, so you might as well take it. Number two most prescribed drug. That's right. Cholesterol monster. That is false media. Has been so prevalent in our life, man, that everyone thinks that my cholesterol is high and stuck for the rest of eternity. Even when your cholesterol, cholesterol goes down, and you say, okay, doc, I stop taking the statin, right? He'll go, no, no, what's the cholesterol? You better stay on it. It'll go right back up. Did it cure you? No. No. It made a snapshot of your cholesterol, and it sticks, right? Well, doc, keep taking it, keep it down. I know there's some listeners out there taking statins right now, and they're going, oh, you say that. And oh, yeah, I have been taking it for 15 years. And oh, yeah, I've been trying to have diabetes. Goodness is all I got to say to this. Goodness. Anyway, what the government is saying, blockbuster drugs are drying up. What? They're saying it's increasingly difficult to develop drugs for common diseases. Okay? So they're saying go into the niche market. Alright? And then we'll fast track whatever you need. Now, 500 children worldwide have Niemann-Pick type 2. Yes, there needs to be research. Yes, there needs to be a possibility. Yes, there needs to be a treatment. Give a drug company fast track after that treatment, even if it's only a small treatment, is simply allowing more things like the statin that was shown to kill you, the diabetes drug that was shown to give you a stroke. Right? We talk about the FDA bans drugs all the time from death, side effects. Here's one thing you need to grasp. Progeria. I don't know how this is pronounced. Okay? It's a disease that rapidly ages children. die of a heart attack or stroke. Heart attack or stroke, usually before their teens. Okay? A lab uncovered a gene defect behind progeria because the lab guy pursued the research because he met another mom who founded the Progeria Research Foundation because of her son who had the disease. So clinical trials are now underway for the cancer drug named lonafarnib that may block progeria's mutation effect. So again, it wasn't pursued until someone met a face of someone that was affected by the disease. Those are the people that need to pursue it. When you are affected by the disease, as I was affected by prematurity, you're affected by the disease no matter how small or how young the children are, how small the amount of children that get it, do something about it. But do not go to the mountaintop and scream, "Somebody do something about it!" Do something about it. Because every child saved another possible leader, another possible cure, another possible developer, and incredible human being. That's why next week we're going to have a mom on this show where we are helping raise money for her daughter. I want you to be here. Be here and follow us. Twitter.com/Jack Hatfield. Facebook.com/TheJackHatfield. Like us on Facebook, Fix the Family. You can also follow Fix the Family on Twitter. Twitter.com/Fix the Family. You get a double bubble dose of all the tweets you do. We have lots of things coming up. But now, you know what time it is. It's time for that glorious goddess across the pond to give you another message.
My name is Idel Omani, and I would like to welcome you to Idel's Magic Minutes. On this part of the show, I would like to be able to bring you answers to questions that are being answered about attracting love, wealth, happiness, success into your life. By what you hold in your thoughts, focus on, give your attention to, you attract into your experience, good or bad. We attract everything from our thoughts. Our thoughts bring everything into our experience. So whatever you are going through at the moment, if you are going through situations that you don't like, you are struggling for work, you are struggling for money, really think, how often do you keep this in your thoughts? How often do you think, I don't have money, I really wish I could find a job. Why is it happening to me? All of these types of thoughts, you are actually attracting more of the same to come to you. It is understanding that everything that we live and work around is based on energy, and our thoughts are also energy. We send out energy vibrations every time we think a thought and every time we have a feeling. Our emotions are incredibly strong energy patterns. So if we are in lack, if we have no money, we have no love in our life, we feel lonely, we tend to send out a stronger vibration when we are in lack. But when you change the way you think, when you start to think of all that you desire in your life as if it is already here, when you start to believe that you have the job that's going to bring you thousands of dollars extra a month, that you have money flowing to you, that you've attracted your perfect partner, when you fully think this and focus on and give your attention to these kinds of thoughts, you are then sending out a completely different message to the universe. The universe does not hear words. The universe hears vibration. So whatever you resonate, whatever you vibrate out energetically, is what the universe is picking up. So when you start to feel that you have money, when you start to feel that you are in that better job, that you have you've become a successful manager or a successful department head or running your own business, when you feel you are loved, when you feel that there are people that are coming to you who love to be in your company, that you have attracted the perfect partner to you, somebody who is there, who cares for you, is there to be with you by your side, that is when the universe will pick up the right message. That is when the universe will turn around and say, I hear you. And I'm going to give you exactly what you are vibrating. I will attract to you exactly the same. And when you do this, that is when things start to change. You must believe that it is possible. It is very, very important that you believe it is possible. And to do that, you need to believe in yourself. So, if you want that success and that love, please, please, please get those thoughts changed.
That is Adele, Magic Minute. You want to talk about your sitting at your house right now, right? You're sitting in your house right now with a laptop. Either way, you're on your laptop, right? You're on your couch, you got your laptop, you got your earbuds in your laptop, and you're listening to the show. Or you make it a family thing where you grab the whole family around. Homework for this week is to go tell some other family member to listen to the show. Okay? But second, all of a sudden you're sitting there on your little laptop, on your little home wireless network, and during this show, someone FBI. And they go, Mr. and Mrs. Mom, Dad? Dad, Mom? You're under arrest for child pornography. Talking about. I'm actually just sitting here with my family listening to Fix the Family. Well, guess what happened? You didn't think it was important to find an IT person to lock down your little wireless network at your house. You plugged it in, you turned it on, your laptop connected right up, you went, I'm on the cloud. Another important issue of trouble. I'm on the cloud. Woohoo, done. Well, guess what? Slimy neighbor goes, ooh, look. The Jensen's just installed wireless. I'll hop on that wireless network and download some kitty porn. That's where the authorities are not concerned. Because that illegal activity originates from where? That's right. Your wireless router. So guess where they come when they trace it? That bit of child porn downloaded goes to the IP address of your router. And they go, well, the person who had that IP address at that time of day when that child pornography picture goes through the internet was located at X Main Street, Anytown, USA, and that's your house. So the FBI comes knocking down your door, raiding you, and searching your computer for child pornography, and you have nothing to say. They've got all the proof. They're sitting there looking at you. Just imagine this scenario. FBI breaks down your door, raids your computer for child pornography. Your wife or your husband is looking at you going, what the hell have you been doing? Not only do you have a big charges coming up against you with proof that it's come from your router at your house. Now you've got to go fix your family going, I didn't do this. So after 2 weeks of investigation and looking into your computer, they find absolutely nothing on your computer that has anything to do with that child pornography. But then they come to you and they go, your wireless network doesn't seem to be secure, sir. That means some little weasel got right on your free wireless network and downloaded thousands of child pornography images. And the FBI came after you. And you think getting an IT guy to come fix your house security and lock down your wireless and give you a few pointers on making your computer better is not a smart thing to do? I don't want to pay him $75 to come do that. I can do that. Which security do you pick, sir? Which security do you pick on your router? You want me to tell you where you get these answers? Get them at sandhill.sohooffice.com. They've got computer service there for entrepreneurs, small businesses, and family homes like yours. Lock it down. Get your computers in order. Get your Trojans off of there. And I'm not talking about the Trojans you know of, Trojan Man. I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about Trojans in your computer, which could download child pornography without your knowledge. Through your router, sending it over to whoever the heck wrote that Trojan. People do not do enough security in the IT areas. That's why you need a pro. You go to sandhill.sohooffice.com. And you tell them I got some problems, and they'll fix it. Yes, you got to pay. goodness. So would you rather pay now or pay when the FBI breaks down your door? That's the question you've got to answer today. The ball is now in your court. Do yourself a favor. Take 15 minutes to give them a call. Tell them to come to your house or at least bring the router to them. Get it taken care of. They also do everything else for the entrepreneur, by the way. Printing, logos, letterhead, website design. They do it all. But when you really want to be secure and safe and you don't want the FBI on your door going, you're being arrested for child pornography, those are the people you want, ladies and gentlemen. Fix the family. Fix your IT. Fix America.
Welcome to the Fix the Family Fix America Radio Show!
Hey folks, it's time for the show!
Welcome!
Now, here's your host for all this craziness, Jack Hatfield.
Not a scare attack. That was real, actual stuff, ladies and gentlemen. The FBI coming to the home because it's the source of the download was the router inside that home. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to show you the facts. It's amazing where people will try to save a buck, but then have harder time. I talked to my dad about this. My dad will buy a tool that's 39 cents, and it takes him 7 hours to do a project with that tool. Whereas if he spent $5 on a tool, it takes 1 hour. And that doesn't really correlate to the embarrassment of the FBI raiding your home in your neighborhood. And you've got... Just like Ricky said, Lucy, you got a lot of explaining to do. Because now you're just going, I have no idea what you're talking about. Right? All right, let's go into some things you're going to hear on the media. The fun stuff that you're going to hear on the media. Number one, you're going to hear trans fat and dairy and beef are not just fats that just sit around and do nothing. In other words, they're not benign. Small amounts of naturally occurring trans fat. Well, I can tell you this already, 100% fact, ladies and gentlemen. A naturally occurring trans fat is a natural version of something that is chemically equivalent to a chemical. And we've spoken at length on this show. I want you to get all this. I know we talk, and that's another thing about this show. We talk some deep, intelligent stuff, and that's why this audience is growing by leaps and bounds, grabbing more and more intelligent people. So When you hear and tell someone, oh yeah, did you hear Fix Simon last night? You know you're talking to someone who can handle a little bit of intelligence, who can carry on a conversation. When you go to someone and go, Fix Family, Fix America, you listen to that show, you go, well, no, I had to stop listening to it. It was kind of making my head hurt. You know right then and there, that guy's, you know, hey, you're not ready to step up, play in the big league. So we talked about this before. Vitamins, synthetic vitamins versus naturally occurring vitamins. The beta carotene in a vitamin can be synthesized, get this, can be synthesized out of acetylene gas. What? What are you talking about? That's right. Those wonder people that we always talk about, they can get a synthetic chemical equivalent of beta carotene from acetylene gas as the beta carotene pulled out from a sweet potato. Okay? And obviously, as you could guess, it's cheaper to do it from the gas because guess what they have to do? And from the sweet potato, it doesn't give them enough come with the family. What? If we fix the family of vitamins, we fix your body, basically. When you break out a synthetic vitamin such as beta carotene, when you break out a vitamin, period, and you remove its family components. See, when beta-carotene comes in from the potato, it's holding hands with its entire family of carotenoids. There's like 20, 35, I've listed them all before on this show, 20, 35 beta carotenoids that come with beta-carotene that help beta-carotene do its job. That the body goes, I know what that is. But when it gets beta-carotene in massive quantities from acetylene gas, even though it's chemically equivalent, body goes, well, where's the family? I'm just letting in crazy Uncle Joe. The family keeps crazy Uncle Joe in check. This is why you've also had articles, I know you've read them, that says vitamin C doesn't do... I know you've read the articles. Taking a multivitamin is not shown to extend your life in any way, manner, shape, or form. You've read those articles. They're doing studies on synthetic vitamins. And get this, no matter what they call chemically equivalent, when they shine light through a synthetic vitamin, it goes to the right. When you shine a light through a natural vitamin of the same chemical equivalence, goes both ways. The light comes out and expands. So it's not physically, chemically equivalent, is it? So let's go back to this story that you're going to hear in mass media. Small amounts of naturally occurring trans fats in milk and beef boost cardiac risk more than expected. What? In other words, they're saying that you should eat less beef and dairy. And we're going to use trans fat as the bullet. Get this, people. Okay? Now, why would there be trans fat in milk and beef? Does anyone know? Yes, of course you do, because you're my audience. What has occurred in cows recently? That's right, cows are eating corn and soy. Would cows eat corn and soy if they were just on a pasture? No. No, they eat grass.
Cows eat grass. Why were cows given corn and soy again, ladies and gentlemen? Because when they were given this drug to fatten them up, okay, remember they developed cancer before slaughter time. The only component they found to not give them cancer prior to slaughter was soybeans. Same hormone-suppressing qualities in the beef as the drug, but just doesn't cause the cancer as fast. So, if we are to find out that trans fat exists in beef and milk, we might need to look at soy and corn in the feed and search the difference between that and regular grass-fed cattle. Right. So how does this study go into the fact they didn't go back to say, well, these cows ate this and this cow ate this? No, they did not do that. Nay. They simply said that trans fat, remember, now they're calling this naturally occurring. We just spoke about synthetic versus non. I guarantee you this trans fat comes with a family and is not chemically equivalent to a hydrogenated soybean oil. Remember, the soybean will kill you if you eat it. They have to mess with it to feed it to you. Go grab a soybean, a raw soybean out of the ground. Eat a bunch of them, you'll die. That doesn't sound like a food to me. Alright, so you've got these soybean-laden cattle with high ruminant trans fatty acids, okay? And they did a study about people who ate them. They followed 71,000 people around for 25 years, and they found that, they said, trans fat from these cows, beef and fat, give you a greater risk of heart disease and cardiovascular disease than people who didn't eat a lot of it. And then the study goes on to say trans fat from partially hydrogenated vegetable oils didn't do so bad. What? Are they trying to say now trans fat in the man-made stuff doesn't kill you as fast as naturally occurring trans fat? That's exactly what they just said. So they're trying to be nice to you, to the vegetable oil people. They're going, no significant association of partially hydrogenated vegetable oil found in margarine or shortening was seen with deaths from cardiovascular disease or coronary heart disease. Okay? Now, the PhD student at the University of Oslo, Norway, ladies and gentlemen, who went through this study, called this magnitude of ruminant trans fat risk surprising. Let me tell you what the difference was. Okay? 0.05 to 0.002. All right? They studied 36,000 men, 35,000 women ages 35 to 49 with three from three Norwegian countries, screened three times, 1974 through 1988, with a semi-quantitative food frequency questionnaire. And they followed the cardiovascular outcomes in 2007 via national registries. In other words, they just looked up what the hospital said people died from. All results were adjusted, of course, listen here, for age, body mass index, smoking, education level, triglycerides, systolic blood pressure, total caloric intake, as well as intakes of saturated fat, carbohydrate, protein, cholesterol, and all trans fatty acids. See what I mean by you're an intelligent audience? You can handle that. Men with the highest consumption of ruminant trans fats were 21% more likely to die from CVD and 41% from CHD than those with the lowest intake. Women, 61% more likely to die. All right? They're saying partially androgenic vegetables showed only a trend with harm in men. Partially hydrated fish oil was associated with more risk as well. Okay. Now, partially hydrogenated fish oil has not ever been popular in the United States, but she just wanted to let you know that if it does become back, it's bad for you too. So the study says beef, dairy, trans fat, bad. Actually, it's saying beef, dairy, bad. Using the bullet trans fat. And trans fat from those veggies, it's all good. It's all good. Now, here's the deep stuff, ladies and gentlemen. You won't hear this in mass media. The person I spoke about saying that the results were striking, she was just a PhD student. But a co-author for this thing was on a board for a food company, Mills. And another is on a board with Nofima Food. Now, I don't know what Mills is, and I don't know what Nofima Food is. But my guess is they don't make beef or dairy. Let me throw this to you. I want you to note that this study is published as an abstract and presented at a conference, and the data and conclusions are considered preliminary. All right? They're saying small amounts of naturally occurring trans fat in milk and beef increases the risk of death from cardiovascular disease, and that no significant association of partially hydrogenated vegetable oil rose your cardiovascular disease. Very strange. Very strange indeed. But let's go into the other amazing thing. Trans fat in dairy now lowers lot diabetes risk. A naturally occurring trans fat found in whole fat dairy products will help lower the risk of diabetes. Most trans fat in the diet comes from processed foods like margarine, packaged baked goods, chips, popcorn. Industrial trans fat, in other words, industrial trans fat or an engineered oil, has been linked to certain cancers, heart disease, diabetes, and infertility. And you know why. The audience here knows why industrial and engineered oils have been linked to cancers, heart disease, diabetes, and fertility, because your body has no freaking clue how you just consumed 6 pounds of corn oil. Your body has no idea what to do with the 7 tablespoons of soybean, rancid soybean oil that you just ingested. It has no idea what that is. It's never seen it. It can't go eat it. You can't go eat a soybean. You can't get that much fat from eating soybeans. Period. Go back to corn. Soybeans kill you. You can't eat them. Done deal. We're done with soybeans. We know that no human should ingest any soybeans unless fermented. Correct? Correct. Let's go to corn, something as simple as corn. Your body's going, how in the world did you just ingest 10 tablespoons of corn oil? It would take you 952 bushels of corn to get this much oil. So your body goes, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do with this. Now, they found out that whole fat dairy and its trans fat might lower the risk of diabetes. Is this telling me that natural foods help you? Natural vitamins help you? Engineered crap does not. Do you see this? People with the highest trans palmitoate levels, okay, whole fat dairy assumption, leading to the blood level of trans palmitoate, okay, they associated with lower body fat. That's how milk had that whole "we make you thinner" campaign. Significantly higher HDL. Wait a minute, what? I thought cholesterol, fat, and lower triglycerides, lower ratios of total cholesterol to HDL, lower C-reactive protein, which is a measure of inflammation in the body. Do you want to measure your C-reactive protein after you consume 10 tablespoons of corn oil from a bag of Fritos? And lower insulin resistance. Listen to me. Whole fat dairy consumption is now been linked right here to lower body fat, higher HDL, lower triglycerides, lower LDL, lower C-reactive protein, and lower insulin resistance. It also, the people with the highest transpalmitoate levels in their blood had a 62% lower risk of developing diabetes. Perhaps if we simply stick with butter and milk, and I'm not talking go get your regular grade milk from the cows that are being fed that soy. Guess what's happening to that stuff? They're coming back to exactly what we've always known. Something's not right when we can't cure anything. But yet the food industry comes out with this new stuff. Look at this. Olestra, the fat, no fat fat, causes small anal seepage problems. And the world goes, look at that, that's great. Natural, high, whole fat meat. I mean, that's amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. Now, what could you go buy and use in your body right now, over the counter, that could turn you blue and die? We'll get into it in 1 second. Fix the family. Now, the FDA came up and said, do not use this pain reliever. You could turn blue and die. Did anyone hear about this? That's right. The FDA have notified healthcare professionals and patients that they are receiving reports of an increase in methemoglobinemia. All right? That's a condition in which the amount of oxygen carried through the bloodstream is greatly reduced. And in severe cases, methemoglobinemia, fun to say now that I've learned it, methemoglobinemia, can result in death. Especially for the children. children aged 2 years or younger. There's been an increase in methemoglobinemia by giving them something very small and arcane in your thoughts. Very, very nonchalantly, people do this all the time. They'll go out and they'll say, look at my two-year-old teething. He looks like he's in so much pain. Let me go get teeth numb. Benzocaine product. Methemoglobinemia can occur when benzocaine is used either as a spray during medical procedures to numb mouth and throat, or as over-the-counter gels and liquids used to relieve pain from conditions such as teething and canker sores. All right, benzocaine is a local anesthetic commonly used as a topical pain reliever. You can find it in cough drops, throat sprays, gels, liquids. The FDA is now saying using these on children can give them methemoglobinemia. Signs and symptoms of this severe adverse reaction: pale gray or blue colored skin, lips and nail bed, shortness of breath, headache, lightheadedness, rapid heartbeat, and fatigue. Symptoms can appear at any point, either after the initial or any subsequent application, but usually become apparent within minutes to hours of application. What's one of the best things you can do for a baby with teething rings? Freeze one of their toys. Or get a clean washcloth, hopefully one made of cotton, place in the fridge, or lightly dampen it, place in the fridge or freezer, and then give it to your child. Benzocaine product given to your kid is turning out to not be good. I'm not saying benzocaine is going to give you methemoglobinemia, but it's increasing in children, maybe because a lot of parents are overusing it, spraying it into their throat, rubbing it on their teeth, as just a way to get the child to be quiet. Could this be simply a sign of bad parenting versus a bad product? I, for one, know I've sprayed benzocaine in my throat. Everyone has, I'm pretty sure. If you have the flu and your throat's hurting to death, you'll go get that throat spray that makes it numb. That's benzocaine. It's been around for a long, long time. The problem we're running into is that this new low oxygenated bloodstream is happening in young children. Could it be possible that our lack of parenting, I'm asking this question as Fix the Family, Fix America, could it be possible that our lack of parenting and our increased lack of parenting is increasing use of benzocaine for problems with children? Could it be exactly what we talked about in the first hour, where if someone shouts, they should do something, is now in the mindset of every mom and dad? When a child cries because of their teeth being sore, they immediately run to the drugstore and not their freezer. Is this a symptom of the all problematic issue of the drugstore has all the answers? I'm not going to sit here and tell you benzocaine needs to be eradicated from the shelves. It's a low topical anesthetic that has been around for a long, long, long time. but you don't need to use it. You never need to buy benzocaine products. You can relieve sore throats as an adult with honey, bourbon. That's my particular choice. In other words, you can use honey. Honey, as we said on this show about a year ago, was shown in studies to stop children's cough. Now, do not use honey under the age of two. Remember that. Stop children's cough just as effective as any over-the-counter cough medicine. When that was found out, I did my own study, and it was fact. Honey relieved my child's cough better than any cough medicine. So that was it. No more. Benzocaine, teething pain. I used natural herbal teething, melt-in-your-mouth pills, and ice. Not ice, but a frozen toy. So we're not going to freak out over methemoglobinemia. It will kill you. It can kill you. So it's crucial. Parents, crucial. You pay attention to what you're giving your children under two. The answer is not at drugstore number 7. The answer is in education. Remember, over and over and over, we say it on the show, ignorance has killed more people than all wars, tornadoes, hurricanes, and disease and fathom combined. Ignorance is tough, and that's why we try to overcome it here on Fix the Family, Fix America. Now, before I leave the health component here, we have went into aspartame like no tomorrow on this show. If any of my listeners are still allowing that to be ingested in their body, then I don't know what's going on. I'm sure that it had to be accidental. But now there's a lot of new talk and a lot of new lookies at the other false sweetener. Just today, I do believe he's listening to the show today, speaking to a guy where he said he grilled some pineapples and dipped it into sugar-free sauce. And I was like, grilled pineapples are incredible. What the heck happened to the sauce? Researchers recently investigated sucralose. That's right. Sucralose. You can find that in everywhere. They don't even have to say Splenda anymore. It can just simply say sucralose. To see if it can reduce hunger and keep blood sugar steady. All right? They found that it cannot. They hoped to find that sucralose could cause the intestine to produce a hormone that reduces blood sugar and decrease appetite, which a prior study indicated might be possible. That's the reason Splenda, one of the reasons Splenda said to the FDA, you should let us go. But the problem is, the effect did not occur when it was ingested orally. Why? How else would you get Splenda in your body? I don't know, but they found that when you ate it, your hunger remained the same, and blood sugar remained the same. No, it did not. It did not reduce blood sugar or decrease appetite. Worse, get this, worse, it's shown that this artificial sweetener might contribute to weight gain when the sweet taste is not accompanied by the calories the brain and body expects it to be. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. There's a system in our body to regulate energy balance. When your body eats something very sweet, there's going to be an issue. Every kid in America on Halloween, their first Halloween, knows what the body will do when you eat too much candy, right? It's made fun. It's glorified all up in the movies. Kid eats too much candy. Kid has a sick stomach. Our bodies know what's going on when you give it food that it knows. When you give it a chemical that it has never seen before, it doesn't know you're doing that. It's unable. The liver, the gallbladder, the stomach, the small intestines, and large intestines, incredible components of life, but they cannot read the Splenda packet. The stomach doesn't have the ability to poke out through your navel and go, ooh, look, this is a non-calorie, non-nutritive sweetener. So it doesn't poke right back in your navel, go up your throat and tell your tongue, hey, that sweetness you're tasting is not affecting us in any way whatsoever. So tell Mr. Brainiac up there to don't worry about it. No, it doesn't have that ability. It simply says, you've eaten a lot of sweet. Okay? There's a problem. The belief that artificial sweeteners can allow you to eat more without any problems is an orchestrated deception, ladies and gentlemen. The diet, foods, and drinks. This is hilarious every time I see it, and I see it so often. I want the triple bacon double cheese. Oh, God, bacon. There it goes again. Oh. First of all, the first half of this product sounds great. I want the triple bacon five cheese layered burger. And a Diet Cola. I love seeing a person walk in and go, I'll take a large pepperoni pizza and a Diet Cola. How many people are in your party, sir? It's just me. Watching my figure. Diet Cola. You're fat as an elephant, sir. Maybe you should look at the pizza. In other words, diet, foods, and drinks ruin your body's ability to count calories, thus boosting your inclination to overindulge. It increases. Artificial sweeteners are increasing your risk of obesity, ladies and gentlemen. They have shown to stimulate your appetite, increase carbohydrate cravings, and stimulate fat storage and weight gain. Studies have repeatedly shown consuming artificial sweeteners ruins your body's ability to control your food intake and body weight. But that's not the only thing Splenda does. Sucralose. We all know about aspartame. We're not going to go into it, but it has caused everything from brain damage to preterm delivery, and that's the reason we jumped on it. If something causes prematurity, we don't need more of it. Remember, I've been affected by that disease. And it's not so rare, ladies and gentlemen. Every minute of this show, another premature baby is born. There's 120 new babies for me to help after every show. Anyway, back to this. Sucralose has been found to be particularly damaging to your intestines. It reduces the amount of good bacteria in your intestines by almost 50%. It increases the pH level in your intestines. And we all know what we found out when we become acidic. It affects a glycoprotein in your body that can have crucial health effects. Okay? And then they found unmistakable evidence that sucralose is absorbed by your body fat. What does that mean, Jack? What are you trying to say? It's meaning that the sucralose, which is the chlorination of sugar, is now being stored in your body fat. What? Wait a minute. How did Splenda get covered? Well, we went into the in-depth horribleness of aspartame and how the FDA just let that roll on. But Splenda went out and told the FDA that there was 110 animal and human safety studies on Splenda, and every one of them were all good. What they didn't specify, that out of those 110, only two were human studies, consisting of a combined total of 36 people, of which only 23 people actually ingested Splenda. Do you understand what I just said? The FDA passed something to the population of the world on the basis of 23 humans. The FDA is looking out for you, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, run to your nearest grocery store. The FDA says it's all good to eat this. And the longest trial of the humans of 23 lasted 4 days. And they looked at sucralose in relation to tooth decay. Not intestinal flora or body fat storage. Now, those safety studies that were done on animals found lots of problems. It decreased red blood cells, gave animals anemia, it increased male infertility by interfering with sperm production and vitality, as well as brain lesions at high, high doses. Enlarged and calcified kidneys. Okay? Now, grab this. McNeil, the company who brought Splenda to our world, stated this is often seen with poorly absorbed substances and was of no toxicological significance. Let me repeat that. Enlarged and calcified kidneys are often seen with poorly absorbed substances. Spontaneous abortions in nearly half of the rabbit population given sucralose, compared to zero in the control group. And a 23% death rate in rabbits compared to a 6% death rate in the control group. Consumer complaints to the FDA from Splenda consumption has come under gastrointestinal problems, migraines, seizures, dizziness, blurred vision, allergic reactions, blood sugar increases, and weight gains. Many users complain of general malaise, feeling under the weather. Foggy headedness, lack of concentration, and bad mood. Now, Splenda, made from sugar, so it tastes like sugar, is real, real, real freaking similar to corn sugar, cane sugar. Ain't no difference. But that's the problem. Sucralose does start off with a sugar molecule, and that's where it all goes downhill. A sucralose molecule is a disaccharide that contains two simple sugars bound together. In other words, cane sugar has two, glucose and fructose. Okay? So the sucrose has a glucose and a fructose. And then in their five-step patented process, guess what's added to the sucrose molecule? 3 chlorine molecules. Does anyone have a pool? Does anyone chlorinate said pool? Does anyone read what the heck chlorine can do to you if you taste it, touch it, rub it on your skin, put it in your eyes? Anyone? It's not good. Anyway, that process converts the sugar molecule into a fructogalactose molecule. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds like something big, because a galactose in Marvel Superdom is the biggest planet eater, Galactus. He's a planet eater. So to me, it sounds like it makes this molecule bigger, but that's just a side note. So the fructogalactose molecule does not occur in nature whatsoever. It does not exist. This product never, ever would exist on this planet until this company came up with this five-step patented process. Therefore, your body has no freaking clue what to do with Splenda. None. Now, the owner of Splenda says it's not digested or metabolized by the body. Hence, it has zero calories. I want you to grasp what I just said. It's saying it's going to go all through your systems and not be and just pass on through like it ain't no thing. Well, the problem is almost an average of 15% of that is absorbed in your digestive system and stored in your body. The better your digestive system is, the more Splenda you store. All right, now be sure to be here next week, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to hopefully have an entire hour of a mother that we are getting behind to raise $100,000 for her daughter, 7-year-old daughter, going for a rare disease. The mom is not screaming at the rooftops, they should do something about it. She's doing something about it now. She's doing all she can. If she raises enough money, she raises $10 million, she will fund research to fix this problem. We don't have to fast track anybody. Next blockbuster drug to make this happen. So let's get off on a good note. I really look forward to next week. Remember, you got to follow us on Twitter. Facebook.com/TheJackHatfield, Twitter.com/JackHatfield to get all that you need to get. And normally we have Mom of the Week or Dad of the Week that shows the awesome parenting that is occurring across this country and across this world. But we're going to go the other way now because we've been speaking about, you know, older degenerative diseases. Well, a son got 90 days in jail. That's right, 90 days in jail after they found his mother. He was taking care of his mother. Okay. His mother was very sick and was bedridden. All right. And the son was taking care of her, but he allowed his bedridden mother to waste away in the bed, and her legs covered in rotting bed sores, and her flesh were actually eating alive by maggots. Police found the emaciated body of his mom, Jareen, lying in excrement on the floor of their Ohio home. The son, who is unemployed, shocker, he admitted not taking care of his mother, who had severe arthritis and has not been able to walk for more than a decade. He just got tired of it. Asked why he had spent 7 years doing nothing at home, he said he just wasn't thinking. That's right, for 7 years, this kid has been sitting in this home with his mom, supposedly taking care of her, but the problem was her body was covered in flies, maggots, rotting bed sores, and was obviously in horrible, horrible condition. She was actually being eaten alive. Police had to wear protective suits to remove her from the house. Her bandages were covered in excrement. That's son of the week. How absolute pathetic is that? And guess what he's getting? 90 days, 5 years probation. That's it. 90 days. And it wasn't just mom that had excrement. They found excrement on almost every surface of the home. Walls, everything. This is just a lazy ass kid. No ifs, ands, buts about it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, fix the family, fix America. So glad you're here. Remember, next week, we're going to save a 7-year-old's life, starting with our campaign to raise the money and find the match. Be here. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. We love you. Greatest audience in the world. Have a great day. Do all your work. Go home. Kiss your significant other. Have fun with your child. Put her to bed and have an incredible libation. Have a great day.